USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is thrilled about a new trade deal that takes effect today. Perdue saying the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement will bring jobs back to the United States.
This is good for the whole economy. This will bring jobs back to the United States. And I think as we see this pandemic, we understand the need for onshore and many other jobs in critical industries as well. That's where President Trump wants us to head.
A federal judge struck down a key part of the Trump administration's immigration crackdown framework late Tuesday, ruling that Homeland Security cut too many corners when it tried to block asylum seekers from picking and choosing which country they settle in. Known as the third country rule, it was intended to prevent Central Americans from crossing Mexico, where they could have claimed asylum, in order to reach the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The New York City Council voted to pass the 2021 budget with cuts to police funding after weeks of negotiations. The cuts of nearly $480 million are not sitting well with New York City Council Minority Whip Joe Borelli.
And we know that what we're doing will create a more violent city, and yet we're doing it anyway. But we're also making these cuts to continue this false propagation that police officers are the gravest danger to the public, as though less police officers will somehow make the general public safer in New York City.
American Airlines is beginning to fill its planes to capacity again on Wednesday, joining United, which already was doing so. The other two largest U.S. carriers, Delta and Southwest, have committed to keeping some empty seats through September. Epidemiologists still say it's unclear how easily the coronavirus spreads on airplanes, but they do have better air circulation than typical indoor spaces. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The United States announced more than 48,000 new coronavirus infections on Tuesday, another daily record, and an increase of 80% in the past 2 weeks. Arizona is one of the states seeing an increase in coronavirus cases, so Republican Governor Doug Ducey shut down gyms for the next 30 days. Although CEO and founder of Mountainside Fitness, Tom Hatton, says he's not closing.
My call today to have you all here isn't just about health clubs. It's about business and civil liberties. Today the governor chose to close movie theaters that are currently closed. He closed tubing that is open once a day, and he chose health clubs. This could be any business, any time, anywhere. I challenge anybody at this point to walk over to Home Depot, to go to a casino, to go to a liquor store, or to a restaurant and have dinner. And let's all wait for that decision. I asked the governor, where's the proof that this decision came from any evidence of what's happening in any health club here in Arizona or across the country?
Mountainside Fitness has filed suit against the state of Arizona. I did reach out to the governor's office for some clarification regarding some of the comments made there regarding casinos being able to stay open, along with other places where people cannot properly social distance, and there are more than 50 people inside, and I've yet to hear back from them. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.